as a parent and as a teacher, fully aware of the importance of, you know, having a break in between classes for students to be able to go and get their books and to go to the bathrooms and come back and be ready for their next three classes and then for the afternoon as well, or if somebody has to go out in an emergency. And, you know, the fact that students do not have these facilities, it's so disappointing to hear it now and to get correspondence from the Parents Association. I have been asking the department, the MSLETD, I've made reps, you know, at government level on this, and the pace is just so slow. And I think it's just all the students want and all the staff and the parents want are basic facilities for their children and for their students. You know, they shouldn't have to wait until they get home to go to the bathroom. Like, it is really, it's unacceptable. So I've asked again, I've made inquiries with the department this morning again about the whole issue of the school extension. What's the timeline? And what kind of facilities can be put on site between now and next September for the children and even for the staff as well? Because it's obviously a worry for them as well, you know, that the children have the basic toilet facilities that are there. And in the meantime, because as everybody knows, it takes so long even, you know, to have even a prefab installed or to have something temporary installed, never mind a permanent new structure. We know that there won't be any new structures built in the foreseeable future. So in the meantime, what I am asking for, and what the parents and the entire school community are asking for, is temporary facilities to be put on site until such time as a new building is erected. And I don't think that's too much to ask.